is Scott and Todd, minus Todd this evening. It's late on a Saturday night. As you guys know, I think a lot of you know this anyway, we are now, gosh, I want to say 2.5 years in on this kind of silly and unnecessary streak, yet a streak nonetheless, of having content every week, at least one show every week. Most weeks, it's only one show. Occasionally, I'll upload a second show, either a show with the wife and I, the other half. You know, Todd and I might do a show, and then I do a secret show or a special show or whatever. But for over 2 years, close to 2.5 years, we have put up a show. Let me give myself credit. I have edited and put up a show every single week. There's been something, some content has hit between 12:01 a.m. on Sunday morning and 11:59 p.m. on Saturday night. There is something up on this channel. And I sit here, Mountain Time, 11:13 p.m. on a Saturday night, April 16th, 2022, and I'm recording this. I had several ideas of things I could do this week. Todd was out of town, more on that in a minute, but I considered doing a show with Willie. You guys heard me years ago talk about the Crypto Willie show. I considered doing that today, or this week rather. Wasn't able to set it up. Talked to the wife. We wanted to do a show as well. We might end up doing a show tomorrow, which of course is Sunday, and might put that up too. Might be back-to-back days with content, but just at the bookends of the week. But clearly, long story short, I wasn't able to make any of that happen. So here we are in the wee hours, not the wee hours, but late at night on the Saturday, doing a last-minute podcast, and then I will upload this before midnight to keep the streak alive. So it seems a little silly sometimes, but also I like doing this. I mean, again, many of you don't know this. The whole purpose of me starting a podcast and starting the BroPod Network was literally because I wanted to do a show by myself. The fact that Todd and I do the show every week was not my original intention. Todd just said, "Okay, I'll do the show. I want to do the show." I literally was going to have him on as a guest early on, kind of see how it goes and be like, all right, you know, if it worked out well, I'd be like, well, maybe once a month, once out every four shows, I would have Todd on. But it just kind of, that just became the thing. And obviously this was before the BroPod Network name had come about, because clearly if the majority of the shows on this network were just me, it would not make a lot of sense to call it the BroPod Network. So again, that was the original purpose of me starting my own podcast network, was to just have a show with myself and then start including certain friends, do shows with them, you know, include at the time my girlfriend, who is now my wife, was always one of the options as well, and just kind of grow it like that, but make me the center of attention. And while I'm still mostly the center of attention, the name implies that obviously Todd and I are, you know, equal parts in this, although that's not true at all from a work perspective. I mean, yes, Todd shows up for the flagship show every time we have it, but yeah, the majority of the work is done by me. So anyway, I just wanted to hop on and cover a few topics. I got a short list here that I kind of wanted to share with you guys. And actually, the first thing is kind of a quasi state of the union on this show, on the channel, on the network. So again, I said I'd get more to in a minute. Todd is out of town. His kids had spring break this week. So he was in New York City, actually, for the entire week. That's why we didn't have a chance to record. I think he's back in Studio B right now, but it just, you know, they'd been out of town for 6 days. It wasn't going to happen. If you guys hear clicking in the background, that's Stella sniffing around the office here. But anyway, so, you know, I know three times now in the last 3 months, you have heard just my voice and not Todd and I. That's not an indication or a sign of anything. It's just I had a kid, or my wife had our child. And so scheduling for those first few weeks was a little difficult. We're kind of getting into a groove now with scheduling. But that's the reason then Todd traveled to California for work for a week. That was a week or two ago when Jamie and I did our episode of The Other Half. And so it's not, again, it's just coincidence that we've had a number of weeks here where it's not been the standard flagship show. Because we went many, many weeks in a row where it was just BPSD, BPSD, BPSD. That being, of course, Bro Pop Scott and Todd. And now we have The Other Half. We have these weird things where it's just me talking. Don't look into that any more than you might want to, because it doesn't mean anything. It's just happenstance. But I have been thinking about ways to expand the network. I mean, I like the show that we do. We've been doing the show. We technically started recording. We recorded our first BroPod back in October of 2017. It's now April of 2022. So we're 4.5 years in. We started posting around this time 4 years ago. So technically we're 4 years in of actual broadcasting. And I like I said, I've been saying for a long time that I want to add other shows. And for a very long time, I was like, I need to create these shows. I have a friend, Wilson, who's into cryptocurrency. I wanted to do a show called The Crypto Willy Show. We just haven't been able to get that off the ground, but I'd still like to do that. I think that would be entertaining. We already have The Other Half show, obviously, me and the wife. I have several other friends that I had some ideas about shows that were a little more niche, like more specific. Like I even suggested Todd do a show with his friend Kurt where they could talk about the NBA, but now Todd doesn't follow the NBA anymore for a myriad of reasons that he's discussed on the BroPod. So that show's probably not going to get off the ground. Plus, if Todd had to do his own editing, it would just never happen. So the idea came to me because a couple groups of my friends, although there's some crossover between the two that I'm thinking of, have started doing their own podcast. Why don't I just try to get those podcasts onto the BroPod network? Because the idea is, you know, the BPST has, we have our fans that listen to the show somewhat regularly, if not religiously, if you will. You know, it's not a huge group. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, but we have, you know, thousands of listeners over the number of years that we've been doing this show. Some shows more than others, of course. But so the idea is, okay, you take those fans and then you take, if I started doing a crypto show with Willie, okay, we bring in some new fans there. I think certain people listen to Jamie and I do our show, The Other Half, and certain people don't. So we include those fans. And then you bring in these outside podcasts that may or may not have an established fan base. And I don't care if they have 10 listeners or 1,000 listeners or something in between. You're just bringing in new people who, once they're in, they can discover these other shows, and it's a snowball effect. You know, I don't know for sure that that's how successful podcast networks have worked. You know, Adam Carolla being perhaps the most famous one, or Bill Simmons with his Ringer podcast network. But I get the sense that's how it is, because if you look at the Ringer, for example, they have a number of shows, mostly centered around sports, but they do a lot of pop culture stuff too. So you just cover a lot of topics, you can reach a wider audience. And once you bring that audience in, they might do a crossover to another show and enjoy it. And then they tell a friend, I have another member listening, and that's sort of a thing. Again, it just snowballs. So that has kind of become a new goal for me, I guess I will say, is how can I bring in completely external podcasts or podcasters to help grow the channel. Sorry, I take a sip of my beverage there. So be on the lookout for that. I know I said 4 years ago, be on the lookout for the Crypto Willy Show. And here we are, never recorded an episode, but be on the lookout for other shows, perhaps hitting the BroPod network, and let's really grow this again. And I thought about this when I was running tonight. It would be great if I was making money and not losing money. I'm currently losing money doing this podcast because I have to pay, you know, fees for the website, and there's just monthly recurring costs that I have to pay. It's nothing major, obviously, or I wouldn't do it. But so I'm currently losing money. It'd be awesome if I could get some sponsorships and some ads to at least break even, and awesomer still, if I got some real revenue stream going here for the hours and hours and hours of work that I put into this to lead it to something. But what I thought of on my run is, as amazing as that would be, and that is ultimately a goal, I suppose, as long as I'm having fun, even losing money, if I'm still enjoying it, I'm going to do it. I could do this for years and years and years because there's always stuff to say. And as long as someone's listening and I have the data, people are listening. Contrary to the jokes that Todd and I might make about the show itself or that you might be making, although if you're listening, if you're hearing me say this, I at least have one listener. But, you know, contrary to jokes that other people might make about it, not that I'm saying I've heard those jokes, by the way. I'm just saying I'm sure they've been made. You know, it doesn't, as long as someone's hearing it, there's a reason and a drive to put out the content. And there will continue to be. So I don't see it ending anytime soon. You know, I enjoy doing the podcast as much now as I ever have. And obviously there's an auxiliary benefit of it allowing my brother and I to remain in contact. Doesn't mean we never talked before, but we talk a hell of a lot more now than we ever did. Because we literally, with the exception of this week and a few others, we literally talk every week, both on the air and then, you know, we talk for a few minutes before the show. And after we finish recording each show, we catch up on whatever else is going on that we don't speak of during the podcast. So if nothing else, there's that auxiliary benefit, you know, keeping close with a sibling, my only sibling, whereas that might have not otherwise happened. So that's something I've been thinking about is, again, getting back to the expansion, expanding the network, adding some shows, making it, you know, really utilizing the website. The website's kind of there, and all it really is each new show is added. New show added, new show added. That's it. Nothing too fancy. So I'd like to be able to have, you know, you go to the website, you have options. You can kind of peruse the website. You can see, I mean, you can see all the archived episodes there now, but you can see the archived episodes for other shows, which will ultimately have multiple episodes. Of course, as you know, you can get all of this on Spotify, but if you hear me say, which I say all the time, bropodnetwork.com, and you go to bropodnetwork.com, I want you to be able to link to Spotify or iTunes or Google Play or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts so that you can get the RSS feed or however that works. I don't know. I'm not the master of that sort of thing, but I know people like that. So I'd like to make that a reality as well. By the way, that's one other show that I thought of is good friend C. Adam Tyner. His wife had an idea for a show that I'm not going to even reveal on this State of the Union update because I don't want to. I want it to be a surprise. But good friend Adam, his wife, wants to do a show with my wife, which has a very catchy name, which I'm not going to say because I think it's awesome. And we talked about that 9 months ago, and I haven't moved on it. So shame on me, but I want to make that happen. I think that would be cool. Now, granted, rather than the time I heard this, my wife was pregnant, and we've since had a child, so free time is, there's not a lot of it to go around, but that's okay. We can figure that out. If I have time to do this every week, I can allow it, or I can make it such that my wife has time to hop on the mic for an hour or so as well. So yeah, be on the lookout for that. And yeah, more things to come here from the Burpod Network. Other things I wanted to cover, it's now here in Mountain Time, at least 34 minutes until Easter. So happy Easter to those of you that celebrate. Happy Passover to those of you that celebrated that yesterday. I saw, and I know Todd and I will talk about this whenever we do a show next. He even alluded to it. We kind of did talk about this on the last show we did, but we'll talk about it more in depth. But I saw an article that was talking about the true impact of Easter candy. And that in a survey, it found that people like Easter candy more than Halloween candy. Which, I guess if you like Easter candy, that makes sense because there's less variety for Easter candy versus Halloween candy. And Halloween candy includes a bunch of just disgusting stuff, whereas I can't think of anything, any Easter candy that I truly dislike. Some people might say the Cadbury cream egg, like the cream part, freaks them out. Whatever. I would disagree with that. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the Cadbury cream egg, but I'm not anti-Cadbury cream egg either. So I totally get it that Easter candy would be more popular because the two most popular candies are the Cadbury cream egg and the Reese's egg, which of course is just a Reese's, but in the shape of an egg. But they're particularly the Reese's egg is delicious. Jelly beans, I like typically almost all the flavors. Starburst jelly beans are good. But it was interesting. The article I saw had a graph that broke up the country, and it appears as though the country is divided in half. The West Coast and the mountain area where I am, their favorite is the Cadbury cream egg, which of course I'm not from here, so I don't even consider myself part of that. But that's fine. And then kind of the Midwest, like the eastern part of the middle, like Ohio, Ohio, Kentucky, even Illinois, places like states like that have the Reese's, the Reese's peanut butter egg as their favorite. And then there are some interesting states like Florida, the Carolinas, I think Delaware, there's one in the Northeast as well, have the Starburst jelly beans as their favorite. And that was really it. Like this whole, and then there was like other, but like 45 of the states were one of those three: Cadbury cream egg, Reese's peanut butter egg, or the Starburst jelly beans. And so it's just interesting to me that there's some sort of geographical split. I mean, growing up, I certainly remember those Cadbury cream egg commercials. Everybody remembers them. They still play the same one from the 80s, but I don't remember having one. I'm sure I've had a Cadbury cream egg in my life, but I couldn't tell you what it looks like, what it tastes like. I mean, I can tell you what it looks like, but it's just one of those things, you know. I've had thousands of the Reese's, peanut butter eggs, white chocolate, all that stuff, but never the Cadbury. So not sure what's going on there, but it was just interesting, and I wanted to talk about it as a way of saying Happy Easter, everyone. Also on this Easter day, or Easter Eve today, related to Easter, though, Lowe's was having a sale on mulch. I need to remulch my beds, my flower beds. Oh, I don't really have much in the way of flowers. But I have large, you know, creative, I guess, areas out in front of my house that are... that have like bark, you know, and mulch. And I've lived in this house now since 2015. So this will be 7 years this May. And I've never reapplied mulch in that area. And I probably should have, but I didn't. So Lowe's had this sale for $2 a bag. You could get mulch. I went to my local Lowe's around 3 o'clock today. I said, I'm looking for the brown mulch. They said, we ain't got none. I said, oh, do you expect to have any come in tonight or tomorrow? They said, we're closed tomorrow. Oh, I didn't know any of that. So I was like, what the hell? So I came back home because my phone had died while I was in Lowe's. Came back home and there's another Lowe's about 10 minutes away. The one that I went to is 45 seconds away. But there's one about 10 minutes away and they still had some. They also are closed on Easter Sunday, which is for some reason surprising to me, but who knows. But I ordered it online and now they have put that aside and I'm locked in with the good price. I did not pick it up today because it wasn't even ready for pickup until like 8 o'clock. I was like, nope, I'm not driving out at night to go to Lowe's and fill up my car with mulch. But I'll probably go early next week and pick it up. But it was interesting to me that Lowe's is closed on Easter Sunday. I don't know if a lot of other businesses are. I've never really paid attention to that, I suppose. But that kind of didn't blow my mind, but it took me by surprise. And then the fact that the mulch sold out as quickly as it did, also not really a surprise. Today was a nice day. If it was like 70 degrees, it probably would have sold even faster because that's how people in Colorado work. If it's a nice day, it's a nice sunny day, which it oftentimes is, people go out, spend money, hike, ski, whatever. Today was kind of a cloudy day, but So I thought maybe mulch would stick around longer. It did not. By the way, there's three types of mulch that were on sale for $2 at Lowe's today. Brown, red, and black. They were sold out of the brown, which is what I wanted. They were sold out of the red, which is terrifying. Hopefully you just had far less of that. But they had black. They had black ready. But I said, I don't think black's going to look good. My house is kind of a brownish color. What's already down there is brown. I'm not like stripping those beds of everything and replacing it with fresh mulch. I'm just putting it on top. So yeah, went with the brown. Got 25 bags, by the way. That was the limit. You cannot order more than 25 bags. So good for me. Anyway, a couple other things I wanted to talk about here, and then I'm going to shut this off so I can make sure I upload this before midnight. Tax day. Tax day, historically on April 15th. It's on Monday, April 18th this year. There's a number of reasons for that. Mostly, April 15th is Good Friday. And so a lot of things were closed. So they just pushed it to the 18th. I feel like they do that every chance they get just to give people an extra day or two. So I, of course, waited till the last possible minute because I owe money, as I typically do, mostly for capital gains. Also, even though I have a new child, my new child was born in 2022, not in 2021. So that doesn't help anything. Do not get the child tax credit. We'll get that until next year, which is a shame. But so, yeah, I was, as usual, I was doing it online, doing it on TurboTax. Shout out TurboTax. And I probably talked about this before on the BroPod, but since I started doing taxes myself, since I was about 24, 25 years old, and the prevalence of online, you know, TurboTax, Tax Slayer, Tax Act, whatever, online options for doing your taxes, I can do my taxes online. I cannot submit them online. So when you go to the end, it's like, submit electronically, nice and easy. I can't do that. There's an issue with apparently my identification. The Social Security office thinks I am someone else. I went to the Social Security office almost 20 fucking years ago to try to get it fixed. And they said they fixed it. And then the next year I had the same issue. So I have had to literally print out and mail in my taxes every single year that I've done them. You might think you know what frustration is. I mean, actually, at this point, it's not even frustrating because I just expect it. There's nothing more, but just the fact that it is, there's nothing more frustrating in this world. It pisses me off. It annoys me to no end. And I don't even know what to do anymore. When I first moved to Colorado, I did a little research and it said you could fill out a fraud affidavit. I filled that out, submitted it. It didn't do a damn thing. So I'm just stuck submitting my taxes via mail every year. I think what I might do one year, and I might do it next year, who knows? I might actually use like H&R Block or one of those professional services and just let them figure it out. You know, I don't know how that works, but you know, I'll talk to them, give them all the papers, show me the papers, and then tell them, oh, and by the way, if you could fix this problem I've had for two decades, I'd really appreciate it. If anyone's going to know it, you would think it would be the tax professional. So I might try that now that I think about it. Too late to do it this year. Maybe next year. Maybe next year I'll try that and see what happens. But Godspeed to all of you out there doing your taxes. I wish you well. It's never a fun process. Rarely anything that people look forward to unless you're constantly getting a refund. I have not gotten a refund I've never gotten a refund since I lived here in Colorado. And I don't expect to get one because I just don't expect to. I mean, the wife and I are for the second year in a row now filing jointly. I thought maybe that might help, but no, it doesn't make a difference. The biggest issue I have is that, not to go too deep into this, but I have a few mutual funds that I'm invested in that automatically reinvest at the end of every year, and I have to pay capital gains on that. And this year might be an exception, but pretty much every year for the past 10 to 15 years, it's made money and it reinvests in itself. And it's not an insignificant amount of money that, so the way it looks for tax purposes is that I have earned that money, that dividend. It's pulled out as a win for me and then immediately reinvested automatically. So it sees it as, as it appropriately should, I guess. It sees it as a capital gain. So I have to pay taxes on that. It's very annoying. But again, this year so far, 3.5 months in, not doing so well in the stock market. I mean, I'm kind of flat. It's not like I've lost a bunch of money. But so very possible that I won't have to pay capital gains taxes this year unless I sell something, which we'll see if I do that or not. But anyway, so good luck to everyone on your tax day. Hopefully you've already done your taxes. Hopefully you got a refund. If you didn't, I'm in the same boat. I feel your pain, bro. So I am with you. Last thing I want to talk about here, just real quick. Just the next few weeks. So this upcoming week on Thursday and Friday, I'm traveling for work to Columbus, Ohio. It's 2 days, one night, just a quick trip out to see one of my firms there. Unfortunately, traveling from here to there, no good way to do it, no quick way to do it. Have to get a connecting flight on the way out there. I think I have a direct flight on the way back, which seems like such a stupid thing to complain about. But living in Denver, a Southwest hub, the Southwest hub, I've kind of gotten spoiled. Pretty much every flight I take is direct, but just not the case here. So I am traveling there. So again, hopefully Jamie and I will do a podcast tomorrow, another episode of The Other Half, and I can upload that. And then it's quite possible Todd and I will not do a show again next week as well. But we might, if we do, we'll have to do it earlier in the week because I will be out Thursday and Friday. And then 2 weeks later is my biannual conference, the NCBA conference, which I've talked about before on this podcast, in Nashville, Tennessee. Another one where I'll be gone for more than 2 days and one night. It's either 3 or 4 days and it's three nights. I know that Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. So that'll be the first real traveling I've done since the birth of our daughter. So that'll be interesting. Hopefully all will go well on both ends. But yeah, so just letting you guys know that the next few weeks, as much as I just said, don't read anything into these weird pods and it not being a true bro pod every week. I expect the next few weeks to also not be a stereotypical bro pod episode. So just be aware of that. But I will upload again. I'll continue the streak for sure, even if I have to get on here late on a Saturday night and talk to you guys, or if Jamie and I have to get on the mic and do an episode of The Other Half, we'll continue to bring the content, keep you guys entertained, and because that's what we do. We try to entertain the masses and do it here on this channel, which again, circling back to the first thing I said, hopefully will be a larger, more expansive universe of various pods you can listen to here on the BroPod Network. So keep it locked. Tell a friend, bropodnetwork.com. We're doing what we can to try to bring you the entertainment. And by the way, shoot us an email, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com. Let me know if there's a type of show that you want to hear. Do you want to hear more about a sports topic or sports in general? Do you want to hear more about pop culture stuff? I'm not saying that I know a guy or a girl that could do a show on any topic, but if there's a desire out there to have a show that talks about a specific thing or, even a generalized topic, but just that every week or twice a month or once a month or whatever, I'm happy to try to put that together. I mean, Todd and I did just once. We haven't done it since. We've talked about doing it again. We haven't done it since. We kind of ripped off the Ringer podcast where they do rewatchables, where they watch a movie and then talk about it. Todd and I did that. We did Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. That was a lot of fun. I'd be happy to do that kind of once a month, let's say, as an additional podcast for the network, if that's something that you guys would want to listen to. And if it is, what movies would you want like us to watch? I'll watch any movie once. That is and can and has been a bunch of fun. And Jamie and I could do that too. I mean, it doesn't have to be Todd and I. So that's certainly something that I've, had in the back and front of my mind for a while. We just haven't done it. We just haven't found the time to put that together or thought it was a good idea. Or we were so busy putting out the BPST pod that, it kind of got it got the back burner treatment, I suppose. But we don't, that doesn't have to be the case. We can put it to the front of the line if need be, if the desire is there. So again, just let us know, you know, we have the Facebook page, hit us up on the Facebook page, let us know what's going on. Let us know what you're thinking. Or would you care to listen to a cryptocurrency podcast? I'm sure a lot of you would not, but I think it would be interesting to some people. I don't know what Willie knows about NFTs, but you know, Todd and I talked about the metaverse last week. Maybe Willie has thoughts on the metaverse too. So like we can do some level, a tiny bit of crossover content as well, which I think would help with the continuity of the various pods on the podcast network. But again, it's just stuff I've been thinking about. I haven't flushed it all out in my head, but I will continue to do so to bring the best content, the most entertaining content, and have you guys be avid listeners. You know, I want to mix it up so that you always have something to listen to. And if people don't like the flagship show, the Bro Power Scott and Todd, let me give them something else to listen to. Or if they do like it, maybe they like some of the other pods that we might be able to put out there for you guys. So that's always the goal, is to maximize the entertainment for everyone. So anyway, stay tuned. I appreciate you listening to this rambling. Like I said, I just kind of want to do a quasi State of the Union for you guys tonight. I consider doing a full-on State of the Union, like here's how many shows we have, here's how many listeners we have, but I didn't have time to put all those numbers together. So if you guys want to hear that, I can do that somewhere down the road. But anyway, so yeah, tell a friend, hit up the website. You know all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, _bro_pod. It's all in the description below. So thanks for listening to this. And like I said, not sure what next week will hold. But until next week, everybody.
See ya.